everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
The radio.
And online.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you can find us.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
We like video games.
Yeah.
I am buying a lot of video games.
I like video games.
The only one of us likes video games.
True.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
It's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we play a lot of video games. That is what we do with our spare time.
Yes.
And yeah. I ended up buying some more video games that I haven't even touched our library of video games that we already have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you buy them. We have so many video
games. I know.
I mean, I did the smart thing and I went and downloaded a bunch of games that I already own that I just haven't played yet.
I know.
That's what I did. I downloaded like 30 games.
I am down to 30 gigs left on my computer. I gotta clean some games out or finish games.
Yeah, no kidding.
What
a surprise.
Yeah. And now that I have access to so many more games now that I'm on the new PlayStation subscription thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be busy for a while. I'm going to be busy for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I can play some Final Fantasies I've never had access to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this weekend, I treated myself to an early access game.
Okay.
The greatest penguin heist of all time.
Okay. Well, this game has been out for a while. It's like my early access. I don't think that means anything.
No, it's still considered early access.
Yeah.
On the page, so they're still allegedly improving things.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, lots of games are in early access. I don't know if that's like a feature of a game or the thing I would put in front of anything. I would just mention it as
It's still declared.
Well, what's it called? It's called The Great Penguin Heist. It's not called Early Access.
It's called The Greatest Penguin Heist. Oh, yeah. Early Access game.
The Greatest Penguin Heist. With penguins.
Of all time.
Yeah.
It is a 1-8 player co-op heist game. And I got it because we were talking about, I think we were talking about Goat Simulator recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured there had to be other games out there that featured animals as characters in strange situations, and I stumbled across this, and it's like Grand Theft Auto heist but with penguins.
Yeah.
And I don't have anybody to play with yet. You said you'd play with me because you said you had this game.
Yeah, I got this game like months ago, like maybe half a year.
So you've had it for a little while.
Yeah.
It is a co-op physics-based heist game featuring a bunch of kleptomaniac penguins. You'll experience a blend of physics-based platforming with stealth, strategy, and action, and you have full freedom to achieve the missions in your own way. That is what they are saying, and it is... I have to play with a keyboard now. I am not a very good keyboard player.
Practice.
It's going to take some practice. I have managed to murder in cold blood just once. The rest of it's mostly just punching. You can just knock the penguins out. And I think my favorite thing is that you can call for help by doing the newt-newt, the pingu newt-newt,
mm-hmm.
which I think is just great. I love the different variety of levels you can go through. I tried doing there's a cemetery level where you're supposed to be attacked by zombie penguins, but I ran into no zombies. So I think there are still some bugs they are working through.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was under $20. It's very cute.
I was like, under $20.
It isn't.
How much did you get it for?
It's like $17 right now.
Yeah, I got it for less than 10. I don't think it's worth more than 10.
It's...
Yeah.
I had a moment of weakness.
I mean, it's fine. It's just like, literally, like... Yeah, there's so many games that you have. And we both have, because we both have the same bundles.
Sometimes Payday comes along and I say, I want to buy something at a greater price than I normally can afford. So I did that.
Okay.
That's a me thing.
I know.
It's still under $20 and it's still pretty cute.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say $17 worth of cute. Especially when I'm like, I got that on sale.
Yeah. But no, that's what... That's what I've been checking out, and I'm excited to find more people who want to play with me. Up to 8 people.
Yeah.
Because we've done the Grand Theft Auto heists.
Yep.
And we've done them successfully.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, sure. Don't, like, I'll play it. It's just, yeah. Like, it looks fine. It's penguins.
Penguins.
Yeah.
It's penguins.
Have you been playing anything else?
I did start Greek Memories of Azure by, give me 1 second here. I had it. It's published by Team 17, which does Golf with Friends. It is produced by Navigante Entertainment, which I think this is their only thing I've been able to find so far.
Okay.
It is a Metroidvania. It is a beautifully animated Metroidvania with beautiful orchestral music.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for something to tide me over again until we get more stuff with Silksong or Hollow Knight. I love those games, okay?
Yeah, you didn't beat Hollow Knight, though.
I did beat Hollow Knight.
No, not the good ending / real ending.
I got 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you got the worst 2 of the worst endings.
I still beat it.
Out of 3? I think there's more than that.
I'll go back and beat the boss again.
It's the real boss?
No, it's okay. Hard.
I'm just saying that's technically you got the bad ending, Megan. You got the bad ending.
Look.
I mean,
okay, you go and beat Hollow Knight.
I have no interest in playing Hollow Knight. I'm not interested in 2D platformers. They just have no interest. Like, 3D platformers, I enjoy much more. I find that a 3D space grants me a little bit more leniency rather than the up and downness of a 2D space kind of thing. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, when you jump into a hole in a 2D thing, you're going to go up or down. Like, you know, you're going to fall into the hole or you're going to make it to the other side. When you're in a 3D thing, there's definitely chance to, like, more chance to grab on, do stuff, like, there's more chance for more platforming. I like a 3D space better.
Okay. Okay.
2D space, like, it's fine. It's just, like, I was even playing a 2D, I don't know, like, there was platforming aspects to it. It was fine. Like, I just don't care. So I'm not really interested in I've never been interested in Metroid. I've never had a big interest in those kind of games. Like, I can appreciate them for what they are, but I don't care kind of thing. Like, I'd rather play Bayonetta than one of those kind of games.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like them. I find that there's a lot of really good ones coming out with a lot of...
I like the visuals of stuff. Like, I'll say for the most, like, sometimes, like, I think I played Pikuniku, which I feel is a 2D platformer. But
I'd say it's more of a puzzle. Well, it is a 2D platformer puzzle.
Yeah. And I'm more keen for those, which is why, yeah. Like, when I come across a pixel game or 2D game, I usually like one that is either more story-based or something. It has to have something to it. Like I like those ones that mess up retro stuff. You know, it's like, ooh, creepy old computer program. This is why we use these pixels. You know, like, I like that.
You like the atmosphere of an older...
Well, I personally have that nostalgia for it. So I can relate to it, or I can be... And, once again, if it's going to be an older typey or stylized game, it does need to have something for me. Like, when I think of it, I think of things like The Hex or Pony Island, right? Like, those are 2D pixel games, but they're wacky.
Yeah, they kind of take the formula and twist it.
Yeah, so they have something else, right? And that's not... And I was also very hesitant to play both of those games because I didn't like the style. Or I was like, I don't like to play 2D pixel games.
I would love to see you tackle a 2D pixel... Or 2D game. A 2D Metroidvania.
I've done it. I just don't care to. It's just like... I could definitely do Hollow Knight. I remember the big reason why I was having trouble on the Switch is because, like... The controllers didn't like the lag. There was some lag.
And that's just not a... Not a...
Game that you can have lag in? Yeah.
and the Switch itself is just not a very good action.
I guess, yeah, no, not oriented system. Well, it is, but I don't. Maybe Hollow Knight wasn't the best port for it. Yeah. I was like, the Switch is pretty beefy. Like, the Switch can do Resident Evil 4, but at the same time.
It's the physical controller, though. Like, the actual... Yeah. You need, like, a physical controller that can handle like, and plug abuse.
In. Yeah, true. Especially, like, Hollow Knight is you need to boop, beep, bop, bop all the time.
Yeah,
like,
and...
there's a bunch of things trying to kill you, and the ground is trying to kill you.
And the fact that the Switch controller still has that
drift. Yeah. I was wondering, that might have been a thing as well. It would just be like, please don't go this way. Please don't go. There he goes. Into the acid. Yeah.
And it will, sometimes it gets bad to the point where there is no stopping that drift from happening.
No, you just let your boy go to the left or right. You're like, I'll use this to my advantage for the time that I have. But yeah, like, once again, I don't hate 2D pixel games. I just feel that, or 2D games in general, they have to have something for me, and a platformer usually doesn't. It needs to be, like, a point and click, right? Like, that's where I'm at for a 2D game. I want a point and click. I want to look at stuff, especially with pixel games, like, I feel they're pretty to look at.
Yeah.
And I want to appreciate that. Like, Thimbleweed Park, I love, right?
I think with Greek, when I finally get further into it, I'm going to actually start streaming it, because I think you'd actually appreciate the art of it. It's very, it's hand-drawn. It's all hand-drawn.
Does it remind you of, like, Greece?
Like, the country Greece?
No, G-R-I-S, the game.
That, but also a little bit of Zelda, like, the tune Small Zelda.
Oh, the Bubba dance cadence of Hyrule?
Kind of that dance, those, dance, that cutesy style.
Dance. Okay.
That cutesy style. It's all right. And you get three characters that you can switch between.
Okay. So do they have different abilities?
They do have different abilities. You start off the youngest of a trio of siblings, whose name is Greek. Right now, all I've got is up to his sister, who can do the peach float to get to places and use magic.
Yeah.
I have no clue what the oldest brother does.
Peach float is the best ability.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you get to go on.
I would just remember everybody fighting over Peach or Luigi.
Because honestly, if you can jump high and stay up for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, Luigi had a good, like, he had a floaty jump. Like a long.
Yeah. Where he would kick in the air. Yeah. And, yeah. Like a helicopter jump of sorts.
Yeah.
So I think I may actually stream that so you can see what it is and figure it out. Or not figure it out. I don't mean like that. Just sort of see what I like about it. Because it's got animated cutscenes, beautiful music, and I'm enjoying the story so far. You're a bunch of little critters who are magical, and you are getting attacked by plague creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that has been what I have been playing for this week. And I will be... we did end up picking up Horizon Forbidden West, which I got a load. And
Horizon
will start.
Zero West.
Yes. Horizon... That's Forbidden West.
Aloy goes to San Francisco.
And has a grand old time.
Go ahead and go... And there's swimming mechanics. I'm excited to see the swimming mechanics, to be honest with you.
Oh, we can't play it now.
No, they've things because it literally they are on the coast in this game. Yeah. So there's water boys.
Yeah, so I will be loading that up and starting that this week.
Nice.
Finally. But yeah, that is what I have been playing. Have you been up to stuff this past week?
Yeah, I beat a million games.
You have always beat a million games.
No, this time it is truly a million. Because I did one of those things where I was smart and I'm like, I can beat all these games in 10 minutes. Or not, you know. Like, I will download 30 games that are short.
So you did the toppest of games.
Yeah, that's true. I like to do that. I like a short game.
That's
I am of the opinion that a game doesn't need to be like 14, 20, 50 hours to be a good story. I don't think that's necessary. Journey can be like a 45-minute experience, right?
If you're zooming right through and you don't want to do it.
I mean, that's probably like maybe 2 hours, but I'm like, that's appropriate. Anyway, so I have a bunch of little games that I've bought. The first one that I... I like this one, although I, like, it's a volume one or a part one of who knows. It's called Video Hole, episode one. And it's very cute. You're in a little, it's very funky. Like, you're in this weird, wacky world, and you sort of teleport places through televisions, and you work at a VHS place. Oh, it is really, I just remembered some parts of it. It is very weird. Like, and I don't really want to give it away because I think it is actually more enjoyable to play it, but, you work at a video place and you sort of, or video rental place, which is funny because it's VHSs. And all the characters are like, it's very quirky. It's very weird. Like your boss is like a giant onion man. And one of your coworkers is like a bird person with like a little bird with very long legs. I don't think her name is Birdie. It's like, it's something. And yeah, there's sort of like a little problem happening or some nefarious stuff. So you have to stop it.
Oh, is it the VHS's nefarious things are happening?
Yeah, but this is, like, it's very comedic. Like, it's very wacky wild. I assume that eventually there'll be another one. This was made a little bit ago, so who knows. But I thought it was quite good. So, yeah, it's by Joffy Soft. Who knows? Like, Joffy, but yeah, just a very enjoyable. This is available on Itch if you're looking for it. I think it is also available on Steam. Like, lots of these are available on Steam. I just acquired them via Itch. Another one I played was Cat Lateral Damage, which I really enjoyed. And I've been, that, like, I will say as I'm going through these, I'm sort of, like, deleting the games as I play them. Some I will keep, some are, the ones that are longer than others, I'm like, I'll putt away at them until I feel like I don't want to play them anymore, potentially. But this one is fun. It gives me Katamari vibes, which is funny. But basically you get to be a cat and knock over stuff, and you just sort of have a time limit, and an amount of stuff to knock over in that time limit. There's little upgrades you can get. The more, like, and sort of, I guess there's sort of little achievements that will unlock to get you, like, different cats. None of the cats, like, it's not like they do different things, they're just visually different.
It's a good game.
Like, it's fun. I've played it, like, quite a bit of it. Like, I want to say a good 3 hours or more, just because it's just kind of enjoyable. It's just fun. It's not really stressful. Yeah, it's cute. It's just, it's silly fun. So I was playing that. I know that is definitely available on both.
We have it on PlayStation as well.
Yeah, like, I was like, it's probably available on most things. But I, yeah. And I'll say I beat that. I don't know. I played the whole, I've been playing a bit of it. So it's very enjoyable, though. It's just chill. And that's by MonecoWare. I hope it's MonecoWare or it's MonecoWare.
They like doing cat stuff.
I mean, which is great, and I enjoy cats. Like, I haven't really played... Wait, I did play Cat Tales. I was like, I haven't really played that much cat stuff. And I was like,
They're remastering Cat Lateral Damage, and they're calling it Meowstered.
Good. Yeah, no, they have a lot of cute little cat puns in it. Like... I would hate it, but it's, like, it's very on the, like, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I'm like, yes, go for it. It's about cats. I'm fine with this. Another one that I played and beat that I really liked was, Hypnagogia. Which was a weird one. I forget what Hypnagogia means. But basically it's like a little, it's also on Steam, but this was originally like a Game Jam game. So it's called, yeah, Hypnagogia Boundless Dreams. And it's kind of like, it feels very, Sega Dreamcast slash Sonic Chow Garden-esque kind of feel.
So raising little critters again?
You're not raising, but I mean sort of like visually.
Oh, okay.
More
so
visuals. It has that, yeah, that PlayStation 1 look. It's beautiful. Like, I love it. It's good crunchy graphics, good sharp polygons, my favorite thing. There's some platforming in it. Like, it's not ridiculously hard. It's just, you know, your basic jumping.
Okay.
But what it is you're sort of just going through a bunch of little, like, I'll say they're dream worlds. And in them, you're trying to find, like, this, you get this dream crystal that depends on, like, what you do. The first little dream world you go into is, like, a nice little, sort of like a park, with cat people, like, and they're sweeping and stuff. And the first thing you have to do is, like, find this giant cat, their leader. You have to find him some fish and give him the fish, and then he lets you go up to the platforms to get this little, and it's just, it's very simple. It's just basically, like, visually very cool. Like, it's one of those games that it is about, like, I'll say dreams and different kinds of dreams and maybe, like, sleep paralysis to an extent, nightmares and that kind of thing. But one thing that I was very excited about that, like, I got it, but this game is inspired by Mega Man Legends, which was one of my absolute favorite games as a kid. I played the PlayStation version to death, and I played all of them. I played Misadventures of Trombone, which I loved, and Mega Man 2, and I thought Mega Man 3 might come out one day. And by, I mean Mega Man Legends, not, because Mega Man 3 did come out, so did Mega Man X3. But not Mega Man Legends 3. That died. But there's, like, literal, I want to say, like, the audio things. Because I was playing, and I'm like, there's an audio, this reminds me of something. And it's something that I played a lot, or that I would hear a lot, you know. And it's one of those, like, moving things, and it sounds like just a sound from Mega Man Legends. And similarly, they have, like, a treasure chest from Mega Man Legends in there.
So they took some assets and they got...
Well,
some...
I don't think they took assets. I think it was just inspired by it. Like, like Easter egg kind of situation. Like, it's not... It's very much, it's a game that tells you it is what it's inspired by, which is, you know, Mega Man Legends, Silent Hill, I forget what. But, like, obviously, Sonic games. I don't know what they're actually called. Sonic Adventure. That's it.
Like the 3D Sonic Adventure
games. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The oldie time 3D Sonics.
The old crunchy 90s 3D.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was like, it's a, like, but there's a certain aesthetic to it, right? That is definitely still. Anyways, I really like this game. It was one of the ones that I didn't delete right away because there's like 8 different worlds, and I know within these different worlds there's also like there's like hidden spots that you can find different dreams. I only managed to find one, but it was very cool. Like, I liked it, so it was almost like a whole other fleshed out world. So now I know that there's like extra stuff, so I'm more than willing to go back and check just because I liked it so much.
This reminds me of Anodyne 2 a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Just visually, like, that, those graphics, right?
Yeah.
And I do like it because it's very much, like, you go in different dream worlds. Oh, what's the other, yeah, LSD simulator,
I was also
right?
thinking,
what,
yeah.
LSD dream simulator.
Lovely Sweet Dreams, I think is what actually the...
Yeah. yeah, which is a... I would love to own that game, but I've looked at it. It's about $1,000 easy to get a copy of it. But it's just sort of a very weird experimental game. It was never ported over. It's Japanese, I believe. And it's quite influential for a lot of just, like, games. Like, I'll say weird, wacky visual things. In this game especially. But yeah, I really liked it. It's very cute. Yeah, it was one that, once again, one that I didn't delete because I'm going to finish it. I'm going to go through it more.
One of these days we are going to find an emulator of LSD Dream Simulator just to see what it is, because I tried finding it before and no, it was...
There's a way you can do it. It just sounds... I think it's just more complicated than it needs to be kind of situation, which is whatever. And so a couple ones that I didn't finish that I started, and I don't know how I feel about... I'll try. So one I was playing is Under Hero by... Oh, wait. I just wanted to say... Oh, it's by... Did I say it's by Soda Raptor? Hypnagogia is by Soda Raptor, which is also a really good name.
It is a good name.
And it's on Itch and Steam. The other one I played, so it was Under Hero by Paper Castle. And this one is... I like how it sets it up. So basically it sets you up as you are somebody who has like a million HP and all the powers and stuff. And you go in and you see some bad guys and he's about to battle with some other bad guys. And then like the chandelier falls on and crushes all of them, except for the one guy that accidentally like dropped the chandelier, who you be because that's, you know. And I'm fine with that setup. Like, I thought it was pretty cute. So, but very much you are a hench person. Like, you're... a minion, I believe they call you, which is and you are led by like the hilt of the original hero's magical talking sword kind of situation. It's cute, like and this is sort of the one, like this is the pixel platformer I guess I was playing, and it's okay. There's sort of, I guess, a little bit of an interesting, like, fighting mechanics to it where, you know, there's, I don't want to say quick time events, but you sort of have to watch the attacks and either jump or duck and then attack. Like, I don't hate the gameplay mechanic or, like, the fighting mechanic, but...
It's kind of like Mario RPG, but less of the turn-based.
It is a little less turn-based because all that you're sort of, like... You're managing your stamina, so if you attack too much, you'll sort of be vulnerable to attack kind of situation.
It's like a Dark Souls.
A little bit, yeah. But if you like properly attack something or, you know, dodge at the right moment, you will get your stamina back and can whack more kind of thing.
Yeah.
The only reason I kind of stopped is because I found like I don't hate it, but I did find the combat a little tedious, like, or just a little samey, like, you know, you do sort of, like, I've only really fought, like, two things, and granted, they are different, like, snakes. There's snake guys that one's green, and the other's a purple recolor, and he's slightly different, like, he does slightly different things,
This looks like a game that I would actually find myself lost in.
I mean, I think you would enjoy it. I don't hate it by any means. I think it's pretty cute. There's a lot of neat little mechanics I like. I like looking for stuff. I like exploring, and this does let you do a little bit of exploring. It's pretty humorous. Like, I don't hate it. I would say I was interesting because visually it looks like the colors are colors that I like.
I like the minion mask looks like a Shy Guy from Mario.
Yeah, like, I think it's very, I don't hate it, but at the same time, I'm sort of like, I would rather play other games or spend more time.
Yeah.
Don't hate it, it's just, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I'll get to the other one, maybe I'll beat the other one. The other one I've been playing is called Paranoia Hell. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. It's okay. I like it. It's interesting. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I feel I'm a little stuck in the game. And maybe if I restarted, but at the same time, I don't want to restart because I put like 2-3 hours in this game. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
It gives me Lone Survivor vibes. Remember that one?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Oh, that 2D pixel Silent Hill-esque game. No.
No.
Okay.
I must have repressed it. Was it scary?
It was a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's everything we've been playing for this week. We've got plans for the next week on playing, beating, discovering more games.
Yes.
And keep changing.
Bye.